The Man in the Rain by Christina Buchanan.
As I came out of the bookshop, the fine autumn afternoon had disappeared and squally rain whipped my face. I was wearing a cotton dress and denim jacket, and my car was parked right at the top of the high street. Across the street, I noticed a man with a black umbrella. He was standing near the statue of the scholar with the flying gun. I couldn't see his face because of the umbrella, and I can't explain why, but I had a feeling it was someone I knew. I looked quickly up and down the street for traffic, ran across towards the statue, and stopped a few yards away, already wet and bedraggled. He moved his umbrella a bit, and I could see a pale, square face, hair cropped short, a complete stranger. "Terrible weather," I said, feeling suddenly foolish. He smiled and said, "I'm quite fond of rain, myself." "I'm sorry," I said, "I thought I knew you." "Here," he handed me the umbrella. "You need it more than me. Shall we walk?" We walked downhill towards the river, quite the wrong direction for my car, with me clutching the umbrella and my bag of books. We crossed the painted bridge. The rain was lashing, and people were hurrying across with hoods pulled up, hurrying for shelter, no doubt, sensible folk. Climbing down onto the towpath, he caught my elbow as my silly ballet pump slithered on the mud. Under the trees, the ground was dry and crumbly. On the surface of the river, millions of dancing white beads of rain were glinting. "You've been buying books," he said. "Yes, The Gruffalo for Robbie and Charlotte's Web for Lucy, and," I reached down into the bag, "Philippa Gregory for me." He looked across the river. "There's going to be a rainbow," he said. "How are those shoes?" We followed the path, the trees getting denser, the river darker. I told him about the children, about James and the decorating business, about our Labrador Kim and our cat Freddy. I think I told him my whole life story. Two white swans were drifting along beside us, keeping pace on the dark water. Suddenly we came to the end of the trees, and the path opened out onto a grassy bank. Watery sunbeams were breaking through the clouds, and there was the rainbow, arching over the fields. "I must go," he said. "That's where I live, that house behind the trees. You can just see the chimney. If you go over this bridge, it will take you back onto the road." He turned swiftly, taking the path by the field, coat flying out behind him. It was dark by the time I got home. My hair had dried into a frizzy mess. The ballet pumps were wrecked. "Where on earth have you been?" James put his head distractedly round the kitchen door, spatula in hand, wearing my stripy apron. I could hear Robbie and Lucy arguing in the kitchen. "I went for a walk and got lost." Thankfully, James wouldn't say anything more until the children had gone to bed. I put the black umbrella at the back of the cupboard and draped Robbie's old anorak carefully over it. I can't explain why I did these things, but I knew I was going to return it one day.